Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
The Beatles say, all you need is love. Cornell Thomas says, all you need is you, the power of me. Cornell is back with us once again. He is a good friend of ours and a great friend of the show. Cornell, welcome back.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me back. It is always a pleasure being on your show.
All right. So your new book is The Power of Me, Army of One. All right. Talk to us about this awesome book of yours.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to write this book because I really believe that insecurity and a lack of self-confidence is an epidemic in the world that we live in today. And it's just the people that I deal with, like my friends and the kids that I coach, and even some of the adults I coach. It just seems like no one really believes in themselves. And the people that do are the ones that are absolutely killing it in the world today. So I was like, you know what, let me write a book to just kind of act as a challenge to people to start believing in themselves and accomplishing whatever they put their mind to.
So, Cornell, what do you think some of the reasons are that people have this lack of self-confidence?
I think the biggest part, because, I mean, I had a kid who's about 7, 8 years old, you know, tell me that they don't believe in themselves, that, they, you know, she didn't believe in herself. And I remember when I was 7 or 8 years old, I used to jump off, like, flights of stairs with just a garbage bag and, you know, thinking that I could fly. Like, I had all the confidence in the world. I was a nut. And I think it's because of the images and the messages that were just sent from TV and from other people and peers, that we're just not good enough. And that's a problem. If you compare yourself to the people you see on TV, you're not going to think you're good enough. Or you compare yourself to what other people tell you, you know, you might not think you're, you know, that your self-value is what it is. So I just tell people to just shun that out and worry about being the best you can every day and not compare yourself to someone else.
Do you think in your research that you think that's a girl versus a boy thing, you know, in terms of, you know, having that self-confidence? Just something, I guess,
no.
I mean, listen, I know you're not an expert researcher in this, but I mean, from what you've seen in your own, in your day-to-day.
It's a people thing. And guys might put on bravado and act like they believe in themselves and act like they're so confident, but that's crap. And that's why when you go to a club and you see a bunch of guys standing up against the wall afraid to get on the dance floor, that's lack of confidence, or afraid to approach a group of girls. That's lack of self-confidence. Guys are just like girls in terms of not believing in themselves or not having positive self-awareness. It's just that guys put on a bigger mask than girls do.
Well, what tips do you have in your book about getting more confidence? And I think also being able to talk about it without feeling like you're bragging. And that's something that three of us have talked about before on the show, that fine line.
Well, see, the difference between this book and my first book is there's actually worksheets involved in it. So one of the worksheets, it's called the Rocky Worksheet. And the first part of the exercise is write down 3 times that you hit the canvas hard and gotten back up. So, like, what are 3 times in your life where you've dealt with adversity and you triumphed it? Now, once you've done that, like, once you've got past adversity, that should always be in your mind. So once if something happens again, you know that you can get through it, you can push yourself through it. I tell people that their mind is a muscle, and just like any other muscle, every day you have to strengthen it for it to get stronger. And the same thing, like once you get through something, like all of us have all the stuff that we get through throughout the course of a day. Once you get through something, it's going to make your mind stronger. You know that you can do it again. It's like if you run a mile, once you know you can run a mile, you know you can, hey, you know, I might be able to run a mile on a lap. And then you get to that threshold, and then, you know, you pass that. So it's just strengthening the mind and feeding it positive messages.
And I think you're so right. I mean, so much of the time, it's a matter of it's like we don't believe that we could do things when we really can. And until you do it and putting it down on paper, that's why I love that you're saying about the worksheet. Because I think sometimes for people, unless they see it on paper or they've actually taken the time to write down, this is what I've accomplished, then they're able to see it more clearly. And I think that's a really important part of your book, to have that worksheet for those who do need that reminder.
It becomes real, right? So people don't believe things that they can't see. And that's why when you talk about the law of attraction, people are like, oh, that's nonsense, law of attraction, whatever. You know, but if you write down what you want and you walk past it every day, or you can see this every day, like, hey, this is what I said I want to set out to do, then it becomes more real. It's something tangible that's in front of you. And I had my friends that, you know, when we had a book signing in New Jersey last Thursday, and a couple of my buddies sent me pictures of the worksheet. And they're like, Cornell, we're filling out the worksheet right now. And that just made me feel great awesome. Because they're actually taking that book and putting action towards it, not just saying it. And I thought it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, you need to take that action. I completely agree. And then it gives you something tangible, like Andrea was talking about. Another thing that I know you do, which I think is awesome, Cornell, is you also, you have like post-it notes, right? Or you write down your goals every day. And that's a great way to remind yourself and help keep you on track to what you want to work towards. And that's going to give you more confidence, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's just, it reminds me of what I haven't done. You know, because when I put my goals down, it's like, I'll look at them like, oh, wow, you know what? I put this one down months ago, and I still haven't touched it. What's going on? And then it, well, why haven't I gone there? You know, what am I putting in front of it? You know, so for I just love seeing my goals in front of me because it makes me laugh because some of them are just so, to a normal person, they'd be so scary and so big that it just makes me laugh. I'm like, I can't wait to accomplish
such
this.
Such as?
It's going to be awesome. Well,
such as I want
to
know.
One is to be on the Ellen show. I don't mind being on the spot. one is okay. Be on the Ellen show and be on and sit down with Oprah. And
nice. That's awesome.
I think the Ellen show because I just feel like we get along. You know, I think Keith. It's just funny because we're just so completely different when you look at us. But it's a lot of the same message. And I think the same thing with Oprah. I just like to sit and meet and talk to people that are doing great things, and they have such a big audience. I think I'd be able to spread what I'm, you know, my message to millions of people, and that's one of the big things that I want. Another thing is to, you know, speak in Europe, which I know is going to happen in 2015. I'm positive. So there's just like a lot of things that I have on there that, you know, people are like, "Oh man, how are you going to do that?" I'm like, "Oh, watch me. You know, it's going to happen. Just watch me."
Well, that's it. And I mean, having those goals, I mean, I have a goal book, a goal journal book that I would write all my goals in for, you know, present, future, and then really down the road. And they're great because then you can go back and you could start ticking them off as you start accomplishing those goals. And you know what, Cornell, it's, you know, I love that you have those big goals. I mean, to, you know, to be on Ellen and to meet Oprah. And I have that same goal as well, as to sit down with Oprah. I mean, I've met Oprah and she's amazing and I've spoken to her and
she's
incredible.
You met Oprah?
I did many years ago. That's a whole other show. I actually was in the audience and I had a whole discussion with her. It was a very quick one, but it was about oregano oil and she was awesome. And it was in 2006, I think it was, which was really cool. So yes, I was in her show and I saw her a few times, I think 3 or 4 times when she had her show. She was awesome. So, you know, these are definitely attainable goals. And I think, especially when you have such an amazing, you know, message, Cornell, that I think people really need to hear. I mean, you're here for a reason and you're here to spread this message. And coming from that place of positivity, it really is, and you know, you're going to spread the cheer and people need to hear it, especially, you know, at this time of the year and especially what's going on in the world. I mean, love, positivity. I mean, we need more of it.
Yeah. Andre, I remember you telling me that story, the Oprah story. And when you told me that story, I was just smiling to myself because just the day before, would you ever have thought that you'd be sitting there talking to her about this? You know, it's just funny how things work. Like a year ago when I met you guys, about a year and a month ago, at that summit, I didn't speak in front of anybody. I never went anywhere to speak in front of anybody that didn't have on basketball shorts. You know, I spoke in front of in basketball camps. Now I've been in Las Vegas twice, Michigan, Wisconsin. I'm going back to Vegas. You know, so it's like, and that was just a year ago. That's in a year of time. So I look at it, it's like, if I could do this in a year, what's going to happen in 2 years? What's going to happen in 3 years? I mean,
we're going to have to ride on your coattails, Cornell. I mean, we're there. We're coming
behind. I'm going to Ellen with you.
I'm just honored that you guys have me on the show still. You guys are so big time for me. Just to be a part of the show is huge for me.
You're hilarious. We love you. We're out of time today. But Cornell, thank you so much for all of 2014 and for everything that you've done. And you know, we just love having you on. And we're going to continue this into 2015, so we're all good. If you want to learn more about Cornell, go to his website, powerofpositivity.net. You can also follow him on Twitter, like we do, at Cornell Thomas. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.